Okay, we just got done. What is this, ep 32?
Yeah.
Or at least movie 32.
Oh, yeah. True. We have like episode 21 and a half.
Repossessed, a exorcism spoof with the great spoof king, Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Instant reaction. This is, and I mean, for listeners of last ep, this is the first one like I've picked in a while.
I think ever.
Maybe
so
ever.
Full on ever. And it's not so fucking easy, is it? Huh?
Well, I don't know.
Fucking hard to pick a good one.
What'd you think?
That was awful. I mean, that was awful. That was one of the worst experiences I've had watching a movie.
Actually?
Dead serious. Yes. And I will detail my complaints over the next hour.
It was dumb. I found it to be like not painful though. And there were some things I was like, oh, okay, this is good. But the overall vibe was weird and bad. But like, it wasn't painful to watch. And I didn't think it was like the worst thing ever.
This is actually great. I am very excited that we disagree.
I still think it's very bad.
No, that's fine. But I'm actually pleased that we disagree, because I think this will have some interesting conversation, because I do not think this is shit like a Friedberg Seltzer or Token. No. It is very bad in a very different way, which actually allows for conversation.
Which I do agree with. It is very bad in a very different way. But yes, let's get into it.
All right, let's go. Spookcast, it's the Spookcast. Spookcast, it's the Spookcast. Spookcast, it's the Spookcast. Spookcast, Spookcast, it's the Spookcast. Spookcast. When the devil walked in on me, he waving his hand said, come on, just follow me. So I looked him in the eyes and I showed him to the door. And I told him to get lost, cause I've been there once before. Don't wanna be repossessed. The Neverland called hell. It's much too warm for me. Don't like the heat down there. And I've looked fear in the face so many times before. And that's why I'm so fast to show him to the door. Don't wanna be repossessed. Get on out the door. Repossessed.
Repossessed, or however it goes.
Repossessed.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Spoofcast, the movie podcast where we review, rate, and revolve the world of parody films. From the heights of Airplane to the disaster of a disaster movie, we're going to examine it all. Thanks for joining us on this ambitious journey. I'm your host, Adam, along with co-host Steve.
Yo.
Here to bring you a weekly
dose of spoof.
Acapella.
That was like the movie trailer.
Sad. Acapella.
Acoustic?
Acoustic, yeah, because acapella, well, you were technically air playing the piano, so it wouldn't have been acapella. Acoustic.
Dose of spoof. Welcome to the highly awaited repossessed step.
So I want to just get this out of the way. Adam has, and by no fault of Adam's, this is not like a, oh my God, I'm doing all this work. Adam has not picked a movie, mostly because I just had made the list and would pick it. So he decided to pick a movie because he was mad at me for picking Token. And that was actually kind of hard to say because I wanted to say
picking Token.
Yeah, picking Token. Anyway, he picked Repossessed, a 1990 movie written and directed by Bob Logan with Well, I'll get to the ratings in a moment. Linda Blair in a great role. Ned Beatty in a fantastic role. Leslie Nielsen in a role. And Anthony Stark in the same.
Oh, is he Father Luke?
He's got to be. I didn't actually look. I just copied and pasted the cast.
This is kind of like the type of thing you love to see for a podcast like this. Like a spoof movie from the early 90s with a legend that you've never heard of. It's like, this could go the mafia route where it could be actually like fun, or there's a reason we've never heard of it. But either way, it's like a more, I don't know, it's just, it's such an interesting endeavor to find out about like a movie you've never heard of in this kind of lane with a classic actor like that. So
I mean, multiple classic actors. Let's get that out of the way.
Yes,
I know Nielsen is obviously the classic spoof actor. Spoof, but yeah.
Yes.
Linda Blair and Ned Beatty, like two big names. And
going for it.
It was wasted talent.
It's an odd movie. It is, man, I don't even. Its tone is so wacky.
But that intro song hits really hard.
And it comes up a couple of times.
It is so damn good. So are the credits. I'm going to put the credits, the intro credits, like directed by, written by, you know, all that stuff are awesome. They are so like just late 80s edging into the 90s style. Yeah. And I loved them.
And the whole movie was like it was such a and it's like, you know, especially compared to Token, right? I think a lot of the reason I enjoyed what I enjoyed from this at all is like that late 80s, early 90s, just film vibe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like compared to the brightness and style of that 20, whatever, 15 Token vibe. It was just nice to see just a film looking film or something. Yeah. You know,
it felt very lived in. Like, I think. Yeah. A lot of those 90s film do, because you're right, now we see so much like slickness.
Yes.
That when you get kind of that grittier shot on film feel,
yeah,
it's like, ooh, yeah, no, I'm back home. Okay, this is nice.
Yeah, it gives it some cozy warmth, even if like the movie isn't great. And yeah, the movie itself had potential. Like, I don't know. It had a lot going for it. And then it just like didn't try at all with what it had.
Do you think we perceive movies as being better if they have that film vibe shot on film?
I think I do.
Interesting, because I would love to see what this is like shot on 4K.
Yeah, I think I would hate it a lot less.
So much more. Yeah.
Yep.
We said the exact opposite at the exact same time. But yes, yep. I think we both, terrible.
Or it's like, I was thinking about it in a different way. If I watched Token in 2050, would I be like, this has some warmth to it? This is nice. This is nice. I don't like the content, but I like the vibe it gives me.
Because at that point, we're shooting in like 32K and it's just. And I'm watching in like
a post-apocalyptic wasteland of a country, and I'm just like, Token's nice. It reminds me of a simpler time.
Wait, are you talking about post-apocalyptic? You think things are headed in the wrong direction right now?
No,
I'm gonna fight you through this screen.
he always tries to bring up politics off spoofcast time. And I'm just like, God damn it. He's got some listeners, help. He's got some insane views.
I'm just saying, raw milk is not so bad for you.
Stop it.
Especially if you boil it first.
Yeah, and drinking bleach or whatever will get rid of COVID. Man, it's been this way for years now. Somebody get me off this thing.
Side note, do you remember Shoe Nice?
No, what the fuck is that?
Shoe Nice was a YouTube creator who would drink whatever you sent in. So if you sent him a bottle of bleach, he would drink the bottle of bleach, Windex, ketchup, liquor.
Is he dead now?
CLR cleaner. No. So I still follow him on Twitter. And I don't know if this is character. At this point, it's so far past. Like, I have to imagine it's real that he is in rehab and he's really bad at rehab, and he just keeps surreptitiously making videos on Twitter, like Twitter lives. And then he keeps going back into rehab, and he smokes a lot of weed, but he's still like just trying to get better. But no, he's still alive.
That's nice. Anywho, I don't you agree? And maybe this is a good time to get to the synopsis. The plot is fun.
The plot could be.
Yeah, the plot could be good. Yeah, like that is a solid setup. So basically, Leslie Nielsen plays Father May I, which I don't get why he's named that, other than like the one time they use it for a joke.
I did. Whatever. Yeah, no, I have no idea.
So he, in the 70s, exorcised a demon out of Linda Blair's character. And then she is now an adult. We cut to what is the present day in 1990. She's an adult with a family, and she gets repossessed by the same demon who then wants to come after Leslie Nielsen for what he did to exorcise the demon originally. And meanwhile, there is another younger priest who's helping out named Father Luke, and people are trying to exploit the demon by using her for a live on television exorcism played by Ned Beatty and his wife in a very Jim Baker, Tammy Faye way. And that's pretty much it. But that's like a fun, that's a fun conceit. The repossessed thing. That's a funny, fun idea.
I think this was a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
That was so poorly executed in such a lazy manner. And that is what pisses me off the most.
It's very lazy. And some small instances that'll work in its favor or work enough to get a chuckle out of me because of how like stupid it is. But for the majority, it does just come across like, damn, this is a great conceit, a great cast. And even they seem to be going for it. But I was like, why are they going for it? This writing is so lame.
It was on every level. Like, they were so close.
Yeah.
And so this basically starts off with Father May I, the opening scene of.
The opening scene is wild to me.
Well, it's parodying, I mean, directly off of Exorcist. Father May I is in the room with. No, that's fine. I'm just explaining. Young Nancy. You're behind closed doors. You don't actually see this happening. It's all through audio as the mother is walking up the stairs. And it's actually really effective not seeing it and having Father May I then come out of the room after you hear little Nancy's voice go from demonic to normal. And he's exhausted. And you're like, this has some gravitas. This is cool. And then they go into a falling down the stairs, but the stairs are somehow a mile long bit.
Which, listen, I didn't. Yeah, I was dumb.
I was so mad immediately. I was like, you lost me already.
But then it cuts to the opening, the credit scene. And I was like, that's the only joke. Like, they could have thrown in other, like, forget what you think about the falling down the stairs for a while scene. They could have thrown in more gags into this opening. And it's just like, it's just that one, like, if you just think about it, 2 minute opening or whatever is purely one joke.
Yes.
It's just, and it's a falling down the stairs for a while bit. Like, that's so odd to me.
Now,
that's how you open this.
There were word jokes behind closed doors. Like, at one point, he says, like, oh, please close your blouse. Like, clearly, the demon was flashing him and stuff like that. But it's all centered on the button of the scene, which is the stairs are really long. And then he wants to get out of the business.
It's very odd. It half worked, it almost worked, because I was like, okay, it's gonna be that kind of movie, and then it just kept going and I was like, it's not really working.
And it was both that type of movie and not.
You're doing like a Mr. Burns, no one can see, but you're doing like a Mr. Burns, like.
Yes. So I don't remember exactly the sequence of events. Then we're introduced to the Ernest and Fanny Miracle Hour, which was Ned Beatty and his wife. And then we see that Father May I has retired from the church and is giving speeches at colleges or whatever. And you're like, okay, we meet older Nancy before that as well, right?
Well, first we see Father Mayi like teaching his course.
Okay, that was my next major problem with this. Instead of just going directly to older Nancy and giving us time away from Father Mayi because we don't need him, we go to Father Mayi, who then starts telling a story as if it's in the past, but also as if he's like somehow presciently telling, like it just feels weird.
Yes.
And that is how we get into the story. The whole story is told. We have dumb VO from him throughout.
The way they tell the story throughout this movie is very weird.
It's stupid. And it's just flat out stupid.
I will say this is when it comes to the laziness that actually like worked for me and made me laugh. They like showcase him like there. He's now at this, what is it? A college. And he's like just giving a course where he's telling the story of this exorcism. And it opens like on the exterior shot of the building or the room. And it says like teaching the class, Father Mayi. And then below it, it just says hero or geek.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
I have never seen Adam laugh this hard.
Like, I don't know what that means or why those are the two options. It has nothing to do with anything, but I find that really funny. Hero or geek? This random priest. Unless it's like a topical reference, I'm not getting, because there was many of those in the movie. It just says, Father Mayi, hero or geek? Like, that's so funny. Like, what are they talking about? What does that mean? Hero or geek? Like, why are you asking that question of this priest?
I'm dying.
I loved it. I thought it was so funny.
That is.
So it's like, that just like totally worked for me. It was like Silence of the Hammed. What's his name? Greggio. Ezio Greggio. It's like, what the fuck are they talking about? Hero or geek? I loved it. Hero or geek? I didn't get it at all. It's awesome.
I don't know how I'm ever going to recover from this.
I thought it was so funny.
My stomach hurts from laughing so hard.
I just say you're a geek. That was so funny. It's such a funny thing. I don't get it. But anyway, then he goes into like telling the story, but that was so funny to me. Hero or geek? Like, what?
Can I just say
I own this movie now? I bought this on Google Play. Because there was no rent option and it was only like $6. Like, I own Repossessed now for the rest of my days. I own this movie. There's going to be no one else I ever come across in life who's seen this, let alone owns it. Like, I have ownership over this 1990 Leslie Nielsen Zero on Rotten Tomatoes movie, which I did see on Google Play. It said it was zero. So no big reveal needed from your part there because I saw that. But yeah. Hero or geek, I say.
Those three words have derailed this podcast for the last 4 minutes.
Those three words have never been said in that combination, like anywhere. Hero or geek. I wonder if I could find it like on a Google search, like Repossessed hero or geek.
I'm dying. I've not laughed this hard in years.
No, it doesn't say. I loved it. The more I talk about it, the more I love it.
I'm completely thrown off.
I'm making that a favorite bit now. It wasn't even in my favorite bit, but now it's in there. That's my favorite bit.
I'm legitimately so rattled right now.
Yeah, I loved it. But anyway, then it goes to, well, then it gets like, then you get a weird Indiana Jones reference where like the lady in the front row is hitting on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just says, young lady, would you pull down your dress? Which is funny. Like, you don't think that's where it's going. He's like staring at her legs and you think he's going to say something. He goes, young lady, would you pull down your dress? And she's like, oh, sure. And just like flashes him.
Yeah.
It's like pretty funny.
The takeaway I have is that you love this movie.
I think I love Repossessed. I do like this scene a lot. I think it's very funny.
I hated this scene.
Why?
Oh my God. Because I was like, why are we with Father May I? The story structure makes no fucking sense. We should not be with May I. It's also not that funny. It's just buttoned by a very nice set of boobs. And so you're like, well, okay, whatever. But it's
a lot of boobs in the movie.
Good. Yeah, a lot of weird sexual, like, I don't know.
In one of my least favorite scenes, there's some boobs.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Wow. I'm impressed. I think that's forward thinking of you, that you're not just focused on sex.
Hero or geek?
Oh, hero.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and then I think it goes to Nancy and the fam.
Goes to Nancy and the fam. And we get how she's raised to hellions. Her son just loves to yell, it's PMS.
Yeah. Would you say they're hellions because of that?
They're hellions because they're hellions. They're fucking running around and yelling shit at all times, and they don't know how to listen to their parents.
Yeah. The dad's very silly. He's a little silly character.
Yeah. He gets so the TV comes on. I actually like the dad. And it's Ernest and Fanny Miracle Hour, and the remote is broken, so Nancy has to get up off the couch because it's 1990 and that was the woman's job, and change the channel. Mm-hmm. So she gets up and she kneels in front of the TV because it's an old, like old school knob TV.
Yeah.
And, super cool. You know, I have an old acquaintance who makes TV boxes. He just got a film into Sundance. I'm dead serious. I'll send you the picture after.
No, I don't deny your serious.
They're pretty good. The Satan spirit comes through the TV in sweet cool red laser visual vibes. Yeah. Yeah.
I loved the visual effect.
And takes over her soul. And she is repossessed.
Man, that song rules.
It's so good.
I think I love the movie. No, I don't love the movie. But still. That scene has... Before that, the family's talking about... Like, in the olden days, your last name was the same as your occupation.
Yep.
And that was a weird joke.
That was a funny joke. That kid is a firecracker.
So that... Whoa. Are you from 1990? Or fucking 1890? Yeah, they're like... Yeah, so Carpenter, he was a carpenter. Oh, what did John Hancock do? Well, there were some exceptions. Like, some of the delivery was so, like, in modern... I feel like I've said this before about one of the movies we've watched. Like, you could kind of take it as, like, I think you should leave ironic delivery. Like, because some of the... Like, a lot of this movie, they're looking to camera, fourth wall breaking, or they're just doing, like, ew, blee, kind of delivery. And like, it's so lame, it's funny sometimes, and I can't even tell what they're thinking.
Can you hear my dog bark?
No. Is that a euphemism?
Wow. No, my dog is barking. Someone buzzed the buzzer. I think my limiter on my mic actually worked pretty well. Mm. I'm sorry, that distracted the hell out of me. Can you say your last point again?
Just that, like, it could be construed as maybe even ironic delivery of lines, even though I don't think that was the intention of the movie.
Yes. So I wanted to comment on something that you said before about the last names. What did you think of their last name being Aglet? Because Aglet is the noun. It's not like a verb. What is an adjective? A verb? Is a baker a verb? No,
a baker is a noun. A
noun.
What the fuck are you talking about? Guys.
Wait.
So listeners have to help me.
Anyway, you can bake. You are a baker. You can't aglet. You're not an agleter.
But I mean,
I was really frustrated by their last name. It was stupid.
That's what frustrated you about the film?
And, I mean, that was one of the things that frustrated me about the film. It took me out of it. I was like, that's really stupid. You went for the joke of aglet, which no one knows what that word is. And then you hear what it is and you're like, wow, I didn't know that. And then you come out with
the shoeless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then just Baker, Carpenter, John Hancock.
Yeah.
Stupid.
He jacked off. Then she gets possessed and she pukes all over the deck.
I should have ducked.
Can I say that line's on my best bits?
No, it's not.
The way the dad says it is very funny.
That's the line I was thinking of as you were saying what you were saying. You don't know the dry delivery. And it's just like, that wasn't funny, but the delivery did help it. But I still didn't like it.
He said, hey, honey, don't be so hard on yourself. I should have ducked. I don't know. It was a solid delivery. And then she goes to like the bed where she keeps being like possessed, but then it turns out to be like a movable bed and he has to turn the knob off. Then it shows like the Statue of Liberty puking at one point.
Yep.
That was odd.
I forget that bit, but yeah, that was odd.
Yeah, I forget why we got there.
So Nancy decides that she wants to get unrepossessed. So she goes to the church because she needs a sign. And that was a stupid bit with a blind man gets hit by the car. And she goes into the church and she leaves
What did you think of the bit where the tired, careful backing up, tire damage?
I hated it.
Oh, I thought that was kind of funny.
So a couple is in a car and they drive over the like steel claws that if you back up, you blow your tires. They pull over the front with their front tires. And then the wife says, I forgot my purse. Can you go back? And so he backs up and then tires just fall out of the air and crush them.
I thought that was a funny misdirection.
Wow, man. It's so interesting to see how you view shitty movies like Tooken and shitty movies like this. And I'm not saying you specifically, just like how a person sees those two stupid things, but finds enjoyment in such vastly different ways.
Maybe it's because it's older. I mean, they had a bigger budget here than like Tooken. Like, you know, they were able to do some effects and like, yeah, let it rain down tires on a car. Like Tooken wouldn't have done any of these things.
No, it wouldn't.
I don't know. It didn't make me like laugh like crazy, but I was like, oh, funny misdirection. I thought they were just gonna back up and have the tire blow and he'd be annoyed.
But Hero or Geek?
Hero or Geek is so funny. But sorry, what were you saying? She goes to like talk to the priest.
She goes to talk to the priest. The priest comes over and basically you find out that she's been repossessed, but like he doesn't believe it. So he needs like confirmation from Father May I. And then that is where like logical story ends. From that point on, shit is just happening in long montages to essentially get us from what was Father Stark? What was Anthony Stark's name?
Luke.
Father Luke.
I think so.
Father Luke has met with Nancy, sees that she's possessed, realizes he needs help from Father May I. From that point on, we spend like 45 minutes getting us to Father May I decides he needs to go to the exorcism.
Yes.
And it's just 45 fucking minutes of like him getting in shape or him. I don't even remember. Like that was the only thing I remember, that whole montage of him getting in shape.
Well, yeah, there was that. Before that, there was like more stuff with the family, someone going to the doctor. Nancy going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. But none of it.
There's a lot of like Father Luke.
And none of it satisfied the plot.
No. No. It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And yeah, a lot of montages.
And then from that point on, I think we get one of the best aspects of the storyline that was so wholly neglected.
Okay.
So to wrap all of this up, Father May I decides that he's going to eventually become like exorcise her. But Father Luke needed help elsewhere. And so the Ernest and Fanny May or Fanny Miracle Hour is turning into like the exorcism hour. And they're going to televise the exorcism. Mm-hmm. And as that's happening, the exorcism is going on and blah, 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 blah. And you find out that Nancy, Satan used Ernest and Fanny to like get on TV because Satan, the devil, whatever, passes his possession through TVs. And he wants to take over.
Yes.
How are we just fucking learning about that with like 5 minutes left to go? That was a phenomenal plot element that was wholly ignored. It could make it so funny.
Yeah, they never utilized that once.
That's true. It was stupidly frustrating to me when I found that out. I was like, oh shit, that makes a lot of sense as to why now we give a shit about Ernest and Fanny. Because every other one of their scenes, I'm just like, this is stupid. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, like, why are we even following them?
One of my biggest complaints is about the editing of this movie, and I wonder if that part got left out because of shitty editing.
The editing was really bad.
Dude, it was awful. Man. I mean, it was by far the worst part of this movie.
Yeah.
Like it made the story that much worse, and that is why. Like editing, for people who don't know, editing makes movies. Like whatever you see in a script gets shot. And then in the editing room, they're like, oh my God, how did we not see this? Like, because this element changed a little bit when we shot it. Now we have a plot hole. How do we fill that plot hole? They just take magically from what they've shot and they make it work in a wholly different way. You can see one cut where the story is going the A line and you can see another cut where the story is going B line.
Yep.
It's like amazing what editors do. And this one was terrible.
I mean, they could have, like, there was such zero interaction between Leslie Nielsen and Ned Beatty's character. Like, there could have been an entire subplot where he's like trying to not get them to do this whole event and they're fighting back and being sly and cunning. And Leslie Nielsen, like, I don't know, has to do like a spy hard kind of thing or something, like has to sneak in somewhere to try and put a stop to it. And it just, none of that happens. It's just they immediately get the rights to do this exorcism live on TV and then he's just there and then it just all happens. And then it all culminates in a bizarre ending.
Whole, yes, incredibly bizarre ending.
A fascinatingly bizarre ending where he has to exorcise the demon out of her and decides to do it through rock and roll, which I don't get. Doesn't the devil like rock and roll?
That's kind of what I thought, but they had a phrase, the devil doesn't like
sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah, I thought that was the devil.
I thought that was like what he digs the most.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they decide to play the devil rock and roll to exorcise the demon. And then it just becomes a weird music number of Devil in a Blue Dress where Leslie Nielsen is dancing around as various musicians.
Yep.
It's so bonkers and bizarre and stupid that, oh man, as much as I hated it, I was like, this is fun that it's even like, why are we? Yeah, it's like, who thought this would even be remotely funny? And that made it kind of funny to me.
I'm truly baffled how you've talked yourself into loving this movie.
He imitates Michael Jackson. Hey, another Michael Jackson thing.
Yep.
For the Spoofcast. Who else? That's the only one I'm remembering.
I'm not musically versed enough to.
Hey, man, what else did we do? Does it say it on this Wikipedia page I'm on of this movie?
It might.
I don't know, but then it has like, yeah, the Pope on guitars. He has just some weird backing band of religious people, and it's awful. And then they get the demon out of her. And then there's a chase scene. I don't know.
It was really bad. It ended also really badly. There was just a lot here to work with, and it's really, really disappointing that it was not better. Now, I mean, that being said, I did have some best bits because there were moments that I like actually enjoyed.
Oh, there were. Okay.
Or elements that I found fun. Again, I thought the fact that Satan or the devil was going through the TV, I think that's brilliant. I think that's like a really fun way to make this just absurd thing tension filled. Like, oh my God, he's going to infect everyone very easily because you have these two people who want to be on TV. I don't know. But the handicap 3D signs blocking the handicap spaces.
Yeah. Would you like that?
I thought it was humorous.
Okay.
The Ted Kennedy bit when the car drives into the fish tank. Thought that was A-plus work.
That was funny. And again, the dad's time to shine with some line delivery. He was really funny in that.
What was the question?
I wrote down the Ted Kennedy. Will Ted Kennedy be president? Yes. Oh, I guess not. Oh, kids.
And so as he asked that question, they're on playing a Ouija board. The plastic piece flies out of his hand, bounces around the house, and hits this car that's sitting on the mantelpiece, which flips upside down into the fish tank, and you see someone fall out.
Yep. It's pretty funny.
Topically, very humorous.
A lot of topical references that I didn't understand.
Such as?
There's references to, like, Morton Downey Jr. There's references to... I mean, Ted Kennedy I got, but then like during the montage of the exorcism, some guy comes out to do like fitness things to the body. And I was like, this feels like it's a topical guy that I'm not getting.
Well, there was that whole montage, which I want to get to in worst bits of exercise and like, you know, 80s.
Oh, that's on my worst bit.
Okay. Well, we can talk about it together.
Yeah.
That whole exercise craze must have been like right around Richard Simmons. In the 90s.
Right. I was like, is it a Richard Simmons guy or is it like an actual guy who I don't know who that is? So I guess my first favorite bit is Hero or Geek.
Yeah, you don't say.
And then I liked they ruined this bit, but I did like the randomness of he's just telling this story. Leslie Nielsen's just telling this story in the present. And going to back to the past and whatever. And then just cuts. It's unrelated at all to what they're talking about. And then it just cuts to that nerd in the class. And he just goes, Father, may I, is it true that nuns and priests have orgies in the Vatican? And Leslie Nielsen's like, what? Like, it doesn't come in any sort of moment where that would make sense to ask it. And if they just left it at that with the nerd, I was going to be like, that's really funny. But then they go back to him like way too much.
Yes, on very dumb things.
But that first bit before I knew they were going to keep going back to him is still a favorite bit.
Okay. I had an honorable mention. I thought the homeless people being blown by the leaf blower was kind of funny. And I thought Ned Beatty playing an evil character was really fun.
They all he and Linda Blair go for it.
They do. Oh, Linda Blair, especially. But my last one is in the fucking workout montage, he's riding a stationary bike and next to him, a boy is being a stationary bike paper delivery boy. And I loved that moment. It took me back to my childhood being a paper delivery boy on my bike. And I just thought it was so funny.
Did I know you were a paper delivery boy at one point in life?
I was paper, in middle school. Maybe late elementary school.
Can you see what my last best bit is there in bold?
Newspaper boy on the gym bike just throwing newspapers.
Man, that was both of our... Man, that's cool.
Yeah, that was so funny.
I thought that was really funny. Like just the sight gag combining old school and new... I don't know. Yeah, it just worked. It was really funny to see.
And at the end, when Leslie Nielsen's bike all of a sudden zooms off because he's wearing a racing helmet, the paperboy turns and just chucks it at Father
Luke,
Father Luke. And that I actually enjoyed that, too. That felt like such a moment that I would fucking hate in another bit. And for some reason, I just like... Maybe it was the reaction. Maybe it was like Father Luke almost didn't know that it was coming and the boy like did. That it felt so weird and I loved it.
Like sometimes that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes the movie is so weird in its in what it's doing that it like veers into working. And not often, but like, yeah, it just has this odd tone throughout that like
I didn't like the movie, but I was just like, it was, I found it watchable, you know, compared to like Tooken or like where I was like, this fucking movie. Like, I don't think I had as negative a reaction to you. I was like, this is, and maybe it's the warmth of the film thing we were talking about, but I found it watchable. I found it entertaining enough to watch just because of how weird it was.
I mean, look, I see elements of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But there's too much worst shit in this movie.
I agree. I get it.
That are huge parts. So I'm just going to detail the huge parts that I hated. And these are not worst things.
Oh, okay.
These are just like the fact that the exercise montage, which goes on for legitimately like 25 minutes.
It's my worst bit.
Was horrendous. Yep. The exorcism montage at the end, what we're building to, I thought was not funny. Too many layers and nothing worked. And those are the absolute worst. But then the story elements are already talked about. Two of the biggest moments in this movie being that bad, just terrible.
I agree. I mean, those were my two of my worst bits. Like the gym sequence in particular is so long and barely, I was like, wait, am I missing the point of why this scene's even happening? And then I looked at the Wikipedia. It's like, no, it's so he can get in shape to go do the exorcism.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? All to have this insanely long scene with, I think the fitness guy was some famous person.
Okay.
But like such a long scene that just involves, like the jokes is sometimes he looks at a woman's breasts and just like looks to camera and goes like a whoa thing. And it's so lame that it's again, like, and I think you should leave, like it's coming back around to like silly and kind of working for me, even though I know that's not the intention of the movie.
It definitely did not feel that way for me. I thought it went on way too long and I didn't think it would ever end. But
like
it was
the
disgustingly bad.
The woman whose breasts get like more and more inflated.
Until they pop.
Yes, until they pop.
Off screen. It just, and him being blind and continually going, it's such a sexual scene for some reason. Like him going into the wrong locker room because he isn't wearing his glasses, but no one, everyone knowing that he's an old priest, but like thinking he's an old creep.
Yeah.
Because he's doing things that are just like, I can't see my, I don't have my glasses, which like is the character. But it's just like everyone was on the wrong page. And there's a moment in this where they're doing yoga. And I'm certain that this was shot for something else. And then they were just like, because the priest, Father Luke, is talking. His mouth is moving. And you're not hearing anything. So they absolutely shot that for a storyline that wasn't working. And then they just repurposed a lot of that footage as a montage with this rock song to just get us fucking through. I'm so pissed about the editing in this movie, man, if you can't tell. I fucking hated it.
It's bad. But again, that makes it like stupid for me and like bizarre.
I didn't think it was bizarre, like Loaded Weapon, where you definitely felt like some continuity breaks and things. And you were like, oh, that feels on purpose. Like they felt like they didn't have what they needed, so they made it work. This just feels like they didn't have what they needed and they were just like, fuck it.
No, I mean, it's a totally different vibe of the Loaded Weapon that was totally intentional in what it was doing. This like it just had so many bizarre moments, like the Linda Blair becoming an ice cream cone the wrestling commentator is going like, oh, that's the Coney Lingus move.
Yep. Jesse the Body Ventura. Jesse
Ventura is in it. And then like
Mr. Union
in the exorcism part, Ned Beatty and his wife come in and she just turns them into a two-man horse suit.
It was all awful. I mean, it was
for no reason.
That was the whole exorcism scene. The whole thing. I was just like, what are we fucking doing?
Yeah, it was bizarre. Even the chase scene. Yeah, the last like 20 minutes really blows.
So my first worst bit are the fourth wall breaks. Every they single really one bad. Of them is exactly what you're saying. It's just like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's bad. Mine is the gym sequence for sure.
The whole gym sequence just sucks.
So Nancy goes to the hospital or to like the doctors, and as she gets there, you cut into an elevator and you see a woman going down on a man, and then the door opens and Nancy and him are standing face to face, and she says, "Oh, are you getting off?" And that's the bit.
Yep.
It was really, really fucking stupid.
I hated like just so many of the reaction shots. Like there's that in the exorcism scene, she's like, for some reason, Leslie Nielsen's watching the exorcism live, but then it'll just cut back to him with like either an eye mask on or a swimming, like an old scuba helmet. And it's like just to be wacky and show what he's wearing now to avoid watching it. But it doesn't really make sense in the context of the scene, or like, I don't know. It's just odd. And not in a good way, that part. So that's my worst bit.
Agreed. I hated that part. Last one for me. Very bad that they went for a weird rap after they had the racist handshake with the one black priest.
Yes. We keep doing the same last bits. Yeah, because then it cuts to then Father Luke in the lecture hall rapping instead of Leslie Nielsen, and I'm like, why are we replacing him with Father Luke for this one moment? It didn't make any sense. And then he raps.
He literally shakes the hand, Father Luke. He arrives, and there's a number of other fathers there that he has to like clear the exorcism with. There's one black man, and he gets up to him, and he goes through the most elaborate dap up, and you're like, okay. And then he starts rapping about something like wholly unrelated to this.
I feel like this happened in Mafia too. It's like those earlier days of hip hop where it's just like, isn't hip hop kind of silly?
Yes.
It's like, and that's like, all right.
That's how it felt.
Or it's like, I'm a white guy rapping. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. It's like, we're saying that is the entire black people's personality or like character. Yeah. It's like, oh, they all just rap.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus. Wow. Yeah. That was my worst bit as well.
Look.
You know what the funny line though?
What?
I like when they're doing like they're doing the chase scene at the end through the studio lot, and it just comes upon this tour that a tour guide's giving, and we come to her when she says the line to the tour group, and that's why producers like blonde 17-year-old co-eds as their assistants.
Yeah, I
think that's very funny.
I was going to say, I think it is so fascinating that you and I have some like benchmarks that are perfectly right on cue with each other, and you really like this movie and I really dislike
this movie.
Edge is thin.
I do not really like this movie, and I don't think I'm gonna give it as high as you think I am, but the weirdness sometimes just landed enough for me, and the older school film vibe landed enough for me where it was like, if I compare this to other shit movies we've watched, I'd prefer to watch this than Tooken. I'd prefer to watch this than Godson. I'd prefer to watch this than, you know, things in that same league, a Seltzer Friedberg movie.
Yeah, I mean, I would too.
I'd probably prefer to watch it to Spyhard, maybe. I don't know. Not sure about that.
That's actually kind of hard. I don't know.
Because Leslie Nielsen, like, we haven't even said, like, he's just doing his thing, but he's not trying very hard in the movie, and he's kind of lackluster.
Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. I agree with that.
Which sucks.
All right. I mean, yeah, I already said the things I would change also.
I would have made it funnier, but I also would have like maybe made it so that you could have done a slight commentary here, or you don't even have to lean into it to have just an interesting plot point. Like, make Ned Beatty and his wife the ones who, like, release the demon so that they can exorcise it. Like, they bring the evil out to try and get money from it.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of a commentary on, like, you know, mega church pastors just fear-mongering or something.
That would be a good twist. I would like that a lot. I think that would continue to drive that. You'd get your oh my God, if it's planted earlier and better, we know that the devil is doing this. And then you're right, that's your third act turn. Oh, they're in on it and they want to help. And now Father Mayai has to defeat them. Yeah, like, dude, it's all planted here.
Yeah, like there's good seeds of stuff here. And I just don't know, like, if you're good enough to come up with the seeds, like, why is it all just going to shit?
And when was Poltergeist released? Yeah, Poltergeist was way before 90, 80, right?
80 something.
Yeah. In a momentary bit, you can parody Poltergeist within this.
There was a parody, a line reference.
Was there? I missed that.
He and said I guess, they're here at one point.
Oh, and the TV is like as close as you get the poster TV. But I just think there was like better ways to do this repossessed possession. I think it's so frustrating. I do have one question.
Okay.
Do you bet you could make Ned Beatty squeal like a pig?
And that's a reference to
mainly the only thing I know Ned Beatty from. Obviously, I was born in 90. I'm not crazy well versed with.
Not Deer Hunter.
No. Starts with a D. Deer Hunter's great. Deer Hunter Deliverance? Deliverance, yeah.
Yeah.
Deer Hunter.
Yes, I do.
Walking.
I do think I can make. Isn't De Niro in Deer Hunter?
He might be. I think it was an Oscar winner. Pretty big cast.
Yes, I do think I can make him squeal like a pig.
Nice.
You?
No. Oh, John Cazale, that's right.
That's your one unanswered question?
Yeah.
Do I think I can make Ned Beatty squeal like a pig?
Yeah.
You know what my unanswered question is?
What?
Hero or geek? We never really got the answer.
Christopher Walken, I want to hear
our geek hat.
John Cazale, John Savage, Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep.
Hey.
Hunter.
Talking to me. That's my De Niro.
That was top notch, man. Damn. You
talking to me.
Wow. It's fire. I'm talking to De Niro right now.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Or are you De Niro?
Oh boy. If I could remember
call me Bobby D.
Taxi driver's name, I would call you that, but
hey, I'm walking over here. Hello, I'm walking over here.
Travis Bickle. That's right.
Travis Bickle.
Hello,
I'm a taxi driver.
Have you seen the documentary about John Cazale?
No.
It's fantastic. He was in five movies and all five of them were nominated for Best Picture.
Whoa. What's the doc called? I knew it was you.
I did. That doesn't sound familiar. I knew it was you. Oh yeah. Well, I knew it was you. Yeah, HBO.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really good. It's like an hour long and it just talks about how he was just this random guy that were it was only in like all star pictures.
Mm. Do you think it's a better movie? You say it's really good. Do you think it's better than Repossessed or?
No, Repossessed is pretty high on my list.
Sure.
Which it was not high on any of these critics lists.
Yeah.
Segue. Kevin Carr, 7M Pictures. Kevin Carr, 7M.
Wait, so he got a pictures. Zero, right?
Got a zero. 63% audience. What are we doing? You see? Fucking idiots. This see? Is Spoofcast ASMR.
You see?
You guys are dumb as fuck.
You see? People like it. I want to hear the good reviews.
Kevin Carr fits in better with the slate of low-rent spoof movies, having more in common with Epic Movie than the original Zazz classics like Airplane.
When did he review that?
1990. No,
2009. Yeah, it's like Epic Movie. What?
Kurt Dahlke, Apollo Guide, makes Scary Movie 2 look like Young Frankenstein. Kevin Hankey, Mountain
review.
Express, Asheville, North Carolina. Whatever were they thinking?
All right, that's pretty funny. I like that.
Oh, man.
The balls to just write something like that. That's great. Whatever were they thinking?
That's what he gets in Asheville. So you wanted a positive review? me find a positive review. This is all audience. Let's go. Here's a 5-star. With Linda Blair, this odd sequel is truly unique. Loved it as a kid. Still love it to this day. He's only 10. But
he's 10 years old?
No idea. This is 4.5. Can't complain. Linda Blair's in this. There was some funny moments as the film was a clever and funny spoof of an already weird and strange genre. I loved it. Give it a go.
Give it a go. Just give it a go. I think that's a great review.
All right, give me number 1 through 5 and I'll read one more.
4.
4. Ooh. Great poke at The Exorcist.
Yeah. I'm looking up comments on it on YouTube under the full movie.
Yeah.
Fast Eddie Magic says, not many people get the joke with her name. In this, her name is Nancy. In The Exorcist, it was Reagan. That equals Nancy Reagan. So there's a lot going on you didn't understand. So whatever score you give, it's some bullshit because you didn't fucking get it.
But now I get it. So now I'm rethinking everything. Yes. We need to re-record. What a disaster. Yeah. How did I not know that?
Yes. This movie cracks me up, says Andrea Vant. And that got 39 likes. So other people agree with her.
Can you message Andrea and ask if she wants to come on?
Sure.
Please do. When did she comment this?
She commented this in 5 years ago.
Do you think her opinion has changed? 5 years is a long time and a lot has happened in the country.
Should I just say agreed as a comment?
Agreed. Please come on our podcast and talk to us about it. Please. I want to talk to Andrea.
I wonder what else she likes. All right, you go first with the...
Wait, did you comment that?
No, not yet. You want me to?
Yeah, I want you to.
You want me to comment on Andrea Vance's post?
Yes.
Saying, agreed, would you want to come on our spoof podcast to talk about your love of the movie?
Yes.
Agreed.
I need
agreed,
this.
Agreed, Andrea. Okay, agreed. Would you be open to coming on my spoof movie podcast to talk about the film?
And then leave...
What should is I it? Do like a Bible? How should I end it with like a Bible quote?
Maybe do a Bible quote, but then make sure you
random psalm generator.
Leave the spoofcast at gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Your daily psalm.com. Psalm 143.1. Wait. What's like what are those called? Are they called Psalms? Like I want Matthew 22:37. What does that say? Jesus replied, love the Lord. I'm just going to put in quotes Matthew 22:37. Email at...
No, wait. What is it? thespoofcast@gmail.com.
Email at thespoofcast@gmail.com.
thespoofcast@gmail.com. If you're listening, send
Matthew
us an email.
22:37, or should I say hero or geek?
I thought about that, but I think that's too inside baseball for the movie. You want to really show that you mean business by saying Matthew 22:37.
Okay, so right now it says agreed. Would you be open to going on my spoof movie podcast to talk about the film, in quotes, Matthew 22:37, end quotes. Email at thespoofcast@gmail.com. All right, reply.
Thank God. That's so funny.
All right. Matthew 22:37. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
22:37?
Matthew 22:37, the official psalm of the spoofcast.
Oh man,
if that's a psalm, if that's what a psalm is, are psalms? Psalms
still don't know what a psalm is.
Psalm definition. Oh, a sacred song. All right, that's not a psalm.
What is that? Hey,
ChatGPT, what are the things in the Bible called when they go like is Matthew 20? It's like verse. It's like a verse.
It's like verse, whatever, bro.
Bible verses.
Yeah, dude.
That's the official Bible verse of the Spoofcast.
Yeah, Jesus said unto thee, harvest thy cherishes, and praise be unto the Lord.
And thou shalt possess a bounty of good fortune when thou arrive at the gates above.
Thou shalt repossess.
Mm.
You picked the perfect Bible verse. We just got to throw in repossess.
Well, how is it the perfect Bible verse?
Because there's possess in it, and you can just throw repossess.
There isn't?
Didn't you just say the word possess?
I was making up some bull.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah, all it says in Matthew 22, 37 is Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
God damn it.
And watch reposition. I mean, repossess.
Can't even get the movie. I'm giving this a one. And no, I would not watch this while stoned. Wait, what is it? Recommend it to a high friend. Or watch it while stoned.
Well, I'm talking to a high friend, so I guess I can't recommend it. I guess I would give it a... What did I give Spy Hard?
Oh, boy. 2.5. Yeah, you have to go what I think you're going to go.
I think I'll go 2.5.
2.5?
Yeah.
Not what I thought you were going to go.
What do you think I was going to go, like 5?
No, I thought you were going to go 3.5 or 4.
I thought about 3. What have I given 3 to?
The Starving Games.
All right, I'm going 3.
Yeah, you gave 3.5 to Scary Movie 2 and Young Doctors in Love.
I'll go 3. That makes sense.
So this averages out to a 2.
Hey, respectable.
Which puts it in debate with Queen Kong.
Oh, this is way better than Queen Kong.
That's what I'm saying. I voted low. You had to vote high to affect the change.
Wait, what did we give Queen Kong?
You gave
I'd much rather watch this than Queen Kong.
You gave it a 2 and I gave it a 2.
Oh, thank God I went 3 for this. Yeah. This is better than Queen Kong.
I would not want to watch this over Queen Kong.
Are you kidding me?
No, the laziness pisses me off so much.
That's such bullshit. You wouldn't.
No way.
Watching Queen Kong is annoying.
I would get to hear the song, but the song is not enough to get me to want to watch this.
How does it go again? Repossess.
Repossess. That's great. I'm gonna bump it on this track.
Mm. Can you believe Kendrick didn't do Repossessed at the Super Bowl yesterday?
I was so mad. Dude, like...
He does have a song called Reincarnated. All right, a 2. What place does that put it in? Can we put it higher than Queen Kong?
It puts it in spot 23.
Hey, very cool.
That was a movie.
Repossessed.
That was a movie. That was a rough movie.
Come on. Compared to last week, it was okay.
Yeah.
Last week blew massive chunks.
Last week was bad. Yes, I know.
And what's coming up next, Steve?
You know, I would like to watch a movie. We haven't had time with work and life. I'd like to watch a movie in person. So I'm hoping we find the time to watch a movie in person because I want to watch a spoof of Fantasia.
What the fuck?
It's an Italian movie called Allegro Non Troppo, and I've been wanting to choose it for a while. And it is a spoof on Fantasia.
That's cool.
Yep.
Well, it's on YouTube for free.
Yes.
So everyone listening should go check it out and watch along with us next time.
Yeah. So that is what I hope to watch. But I would like to do this in person. So I want to watch that one in person because I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, so it might, if we can't do that, it might
be something else.
Well, stay tuned. share with us your favorite Bible verses.
Yeah, leave a comment on tomorrow's post with the movie poster.
Spoofcast should do a weekly Bible verse, or a weekly like spoof Bible verse.
Dude, I think we should start releasing a la Every Day is Funny, which you should go back and listen to. The archive is on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Not a daily Bible verse, but I do think we should do 10-minute weekly discussion about a Bible verse.
Okay. Like at the start of every ep?
No, just once a week. Still a separate ep. It'll show up in your Spoofcast feeds. You'll be closer to the Lord through us discussing our favorite Bible verses.
Do you actually think we should do that?
I do.
Okay, let's talk about that. That might be funny.
Go listen to the band NA.
Yeah. Review and our show.
Review our show, people. You know, we make, we try and make a living on this. We both quit our jobs to focus all in 2025 on the Spoofcast. And
I just bought my second home.
With a big loan, because the Spoofcast is not making a lot of money.
Yeah, but I think I was saying, I think once we do the repossessed step.
So Adam needs money to pay off his mortgage. And I need money to feed my three ailing children.
So what are their names again? Squiggy,
Thomas, and Ralph.
Squiggy, Thomas, and Ralph.
Ralph is my favorite. Squiggy
don't say that.
Is number two. Thomas sucks.
Thomas does suck.
He does suck. Yeah, you met him. He's like 42 and he sucks.
Dude, that kid fucking blows.
Hero or geek?
Hero or geek? Yeah, and let us know. What do you think? Hero or geek?
The Thomas only thing is a that matters.
Fucking geek. Thomas, Squiggy's a hero.
Thomas is a fucking geek, man.
Squiggy's a hero.
All right.
So come is
back.
Ralph.
Come back next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hero or geek?
Rower.
Grabs.
Spoofcast.